What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Landing on the Plains, all things Auburn football from someone who really lived it. Welcome back. I am your host, Chandler Wooten, former linebacker, team captain, and NFL vet, and this is Landing on the Plains. And we got another good one for you today, and we've got quite a bit on our plate because your Auburn Tigers remain scorching hot again and again and again and again and again on the recruiting trail, knocking this phase out of the park, picking up six commitments in the last 5 days. I'm going to get into why it's okay to be excited and why you should be excited, and talk a little bit about some of my favorite recent commits. So let's jump straight into it. Since our last episode, Auburn has again picked up six commitments in 5 days, highlighted by edge rusher James Pace, and now today a commitment from wide receiver Deshaun Hall. Also got guys that I like, committed and added to this class as well, like Nasir Banks out of Powder Springs, Georgia. And I know he plays a really good competition. He comes from my neck of the woods. And so I can vouch, you know, his team is a rival of mine. You know, coming out of high school, we played every single year. And so I know they play the top of the top competition. And so, you know, when I watch his film, he's a guy that I like. And so that was a really solid pickup for this staff as well. But like I said, man, wow. It's kind of unbelievable at this point, what this staff is doing. And it seems that it's almost to be expected at this point. And so maybe we should raise our expectations for this staff, right? Like maybe some of this stuff shouldn't be coming as a surprise to us at this point. And so, man, big time commitment today as well from wide receiver Deshaun Hall out of Alabama. But before we get into that, I just want to highlight, you know, just kind of what this staff has been doing and building this thing the right way. Because I think, you know, especially with the last, you know, coach that we had and the roster construction, maybe it was a little lopsided in, you know, our priorities and what we were prioritizing. You know, we had the playmakers, you know, things of that nature, but we were lacking in other areas. And I think this staff came in, identified, you know, some of our weak points, you know, where we needed to really improve. And it's very evident in this recruiting class. And so, From me, this staff gets an A+ for this phase, you know, this and what I see as phase two of, you know, the year. And what this staff just did with this front seven in this cycle, like, I got to highlight it, especially on like in front seven and on, you know, on defense is incredible. Just what they did in this cycle alone. Like, you're talking about an edge rusher and Rion Jackson and a guy in James Pace who they just added. And inside, you know, you got a guy like Donovan Moore and Nate Campbell. You know, and linebacker, you got Isaac McNeil and Kareem Palmer. So, like, you're talking about pretty much a starting front seven one day, you know, in one recruiting cycle. And James Pace, as I just mentioned, capped it off this past Friday. And so you're looking at a staff who they have the blueprint. They've identified, you know, what we need, and they're going out and they're getting it. And I mentioned this as well, you know, not just sticking to what is traditionally known as our stomping grounds. They're going out and getting these guys. They're identifying talent, the guys that they like, and they're going to get them. And so this staff is building this thing from the ground up the right way. And I haven't even mentioned, you know, the key pieces they added in the offense as well. You know, you got a blue chip offensive tackle. When's the last time we could say that? Coming to Auburn. One of the top running backs in the nation. And so, yes, we should be excited. And I get it. Like, I understand, like, the last 5 years in particular have been tough, been excruciating, maybe even torture. But, like, I feel like it's okay for fans to be excited at this point and to believe and to start to have hope again. And I also feel like it's okay to be consciously optimistic as well, you know, for the people who don't want to, you know, be extremely excited right now. But right now, as I see it, as I just mentioned, we just wrapped up phase two or second quarter. You know, the first phase being that winter time, you know, off-season workouts, this new staff coming in, establishing their culture, which led into spring practice. And you want to go into spring, establish your playbook offensively, get guys comfortable, be able to have a physical spring, but come out relatively healthy, which we did. So check. That's phase one. Phase two being what we've been doing the last month and a half or so, recruiting, getting these guys on campus, shoring up this class and solidifying this class, going out and identifying these guys that they like. Like I said, getting them on campus and getting the majority of your class locked down. And I think they still, you know, they still got some guys that they're still pursuing. Like, I don't think they're done. They don't seem to be done. And at this point, we can't expect them to be. But for me, phase two, they get an A+. So as I see it, they hit the first phase out of the park, established their culture, had a great spring. Guys got better, more comfortable with the offensive scheme. You know, some guys came over from that system as well. And so check. Phase two, check. And we'll get into phase three here now. Continue to work out throughout the summer and go through a good physical fall camp where you really find out who you can trust, the guys you can depend on, lean on, you know, when the going gets tough, find out who can play and who knows when and where to line up, communicate, you know, all of those little things, the guys that you really trust. That's what this time is about, you know, from here until the end of camp. And that's phase three. And obviously phase four being the season, which we got to translate into some wins. But like none of that happens without, you know, having a good first part of the year, which we've just done. And so I think that's why we should be excited, because nothing else matters until you, you know, do the work that leads up to that. And so I think we're sitting in a fantastic spot at this point. Fantastic spot. And everything is about momentum, and it's contagious. And that's what a lot of people don't realize, like momentum and these things and like good vibes and like that stuff goes a long way. So this staff is doing a phenomenal job, you know, continuing to keep this thing rolling, man. Like I said, 6 commits in 5 days is incredible, incredible. And, you know, just a lot of talent over across this class, a lot of talent over across this class. And I think really just capped it off for me today, you know, and picking up a guy like Deshaun Hall. Because when you look at, like, you're talking about 6'5", well, 190, you know, with room to grow. And, you know, one of the things that jumps off, you know, the highlight film or, the tape when you watch him is, like, you can see the potential in the room to grow, like, even though he's already super good, right? Like, you don't really see too many blocking clips on highlight tapes, but he's got plenty of them on his. And it just made me think, like, man, like, this dude is 6'5". He's already got the knack and the willingness to block on the perimeter and things like that, do the dirty work. Then it's like, I know he'll get with a receiver coach like Cody Burns, and Cody Burns don't play by the blocking. Like, Cody Burns, he going to make them boys block. I'm telling you, they drilling it in practice, and they're going to have to do it in the game. Yeah, he not going, so – just, you know, his physical presence, and at the very worst, he's going to be an amazing red zone threat. But they're like, this is a good dude with the potential to be like a future, like one day, 1A, 1B type of receiver in the SEC. Like, he has that kind of skill set, that kind of toolbox. Like, you look for the tools in these guys. Like, you look for what you can expand upon. Like, obviously they'll get on campus, they get bigger, faster, stronger, and you can teach them, you know, X's and O's and things like that and technical things to get better. But coming out of high school, you're looking for the tools, and Deshaun Hall has the tools. He's got the tools. He can run, he can jump with the best of them and come down with it. So that 50-50 ball really isn't 50-50. And in football, like, that's, man, you got a dude out there who's not 50-50, and it's like it just messes up your entire game plan as a defensive coach or a game planner for a guy like that who can take the top off the defense. But it's like when that ball's in the air, it's not 50-50. It's really like 75-25, because, yeah, it's 50-50 that'll get you. But the 50% that you had, is half the percent of the time is going to be a flag. especially with these referees. So it's not 50-50. So a guy like that, you know, in a system like this where they'll spread you out, man, and he'll be able to. And one thing, not to get sidetracked, that I noticed about him, he got a little twitch to him. Like, he's got a little wiggle. And so, like, normally you don't really 6'5", like, for him to be a little twitchy like that, that's some good stuff there. Like, he's got the tools, like I said, man. Like, you can see it jumping off the screen. And so that's a dude that I'm really excited about. They picked him up here about 2-3 hours ago. And so major, major pickup for Auburn and this staff. Cody Burns, wide receivers coach. I think he'll do a really good job with a guy like that. So major pickup for Auburn. And, man, to continue to keep that train rolling. And another guy that I really like as well, who hopped on board last Friday, James Pace, out of Maryland. And Auburn is creating a pretty nice Maryland to Auburn pipeline. This one being the third or fourth in this cycle alone. And we know, defensive coordinator DJ Durkin has history in the state of Maryland, but doing a really good job of going there and getting guys that they like. And James Pace is another one. He's another good one. And he's got physical tools that I talked about as well. I'm talking about 6'3½-ish, 225. And the one thing about him, like when I cut his tape on, is, again, the room to grow. The room to grow. Like, he's nowhere near a finished product. And I think that's one of the most exciting things about him, because he's already really, really good. But then when you cut on his tape, you can tell, like, he needs to get a little stronger. And just the way that he takes on some blocks. But, like, the explosiveness, the first step, like, all of that kind of stuff is there. All of that kind of stuff is there. So the toolbox is there. And the strength will come. Now, that's not a knock on him at all. Like, the strength will come. Like, he's just, you know, going into his senior year in high school. So when he gets into a college weight room, like, he's a guy who is going to, you know, demand some attention, because he's one of those dudes who's going to come in his first year, put on 10, 15 pounds of muscle, and you got a freak on your hands. And there's quite a few people in this class who it's like, man, all they need is a little bit of development. And I mean, that's everybody, especially coming out of high school, right? Like, that's obvious, but just some guys who, hey, once they get in that college weight room program, we've got some problems on our hands. And so I think that's a very telling sign of this staff, and that they can identify talent, identify guys with the tools that I've been talking about, and they can go and get them. And so I think at this point, we've got to trust this staff's ability to evaluate, ability to go out and recruit, and ability to obviously reel guys in. I know I talked about the defensive front seven as well, but that's not even to mention, you know, some of these other guys that they brought in, you know, some guys offensively. You like building the trenches. Like, this is something that I've been harping on for such a long time. Like, it feels good. Like, this is why I'm really excited. Like, I know we just got a brand new shiny toy receiver today, but it's like guys like James Pace, guys like Rion Jackson, guys, you know, like Leighton Von Brandt, like guys like Donovan Moore, guy, we just rebuilt our offensive and defensive line. In one cycle. And so, to me, that is something to be excited about. And I know people will try to, oh, you guys haven't won in 5 years, da 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 da, or they're going there to lose, da 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 da. Man, whatever. I'm not trying to hear that. I don't care about that, because at the end of the day, if we weren't recruiting at all, what would they be saying? Exactly. So it's like, I think at this point, like, phase two, hit it out the park. So now as we go into this dead period, I think guys, you know, can't go on campus, obviously, you know, no in-person contact. Now we're in that dead period until I believe it's September 1st, if I'm not mistaken. But at this point, I believe we're up to 24 commitments. And so don't foresee too many more. But again, I said that, you know, a week and a half or 2 weeks ago. So I don't know. But at the end of the day, you know, we're already up to 24. So it really can't be too many more. But still in the running for a few guys as well. So we'll see how it continues to shake out. Like I said, you know, it seems to be that we aren't completely finished at this point. And so still got a few decisions from a couple guys who we've been, you know, pursuing. So like I said, we'll see how it shakes out. Also just lost a guy to Missouri as well, which was reported, you know, to be happening sooner rather than later. So that's the name of the game. You know, you win some, you lose some. But at the end of the day, like for this staff to come in when they came in, you know, and establish themselves this way, I think all signs are pointing up. When this staff is trending up, Auburn is trending up. And I think, like I said, you just have to ride that momentum. Like it's contagious. Like it'll spill over into the locker room. Like guys should be confident in seeing what this staff can do. And they haven't even won a game yet. And so if I'm a player, I'm like, bro, we really have to get some W's under our belt. Like we have to, because all the, like I'm telling you, some wins this year will set this thing on fire in the best way possible. I'm telling you, some wins this year will set this thing on fire in the best way possible. And it's possible. It's obtainable. And I think the key for us going into this season will be a fast start. Like we come out the blocks hot, ain't no telling what we can do and accomplish, because we got talent. And I think a lot of people are asleep on what we can do. And so that's why I think people should be excited, man, because not just what we've done in recruiting, but hey, it's been a lot of talk about what will and what will happen. But I think this team will really surprise a lot of people. And so with that being said, I think we're in for a surprise in the best way possible. And you couple that with what they've been doing on recruiting trail, and you predict that and project that into the future, I think we're headed back up. And so for me, that's why I'm excited. And that's all we got for today. I appreciate you tuning in. Make sure you like, share, and subscribe. And as always, War Eagle. We'll catch you on the next one.